You're listening to Bodhi Light Tales, the podcast for mindful people on the go. Hello, this is Miao Guang. Today's Bodhi Light Tale is A Generous Donation. Once upon a time, there lived a Chan master named Tan Yi. He lived in a monastery inherited from his master. The monastery was old and some areas were in urgent need of repair. So the Chan master decided it was time to renovate the monastery. One day, a volunteer named Jeff came to the monastery bringing his fresh vegetables. When he arrived at the kitchen, the chef said, "Good to see you, Jeff. I see you brought us more veggies." Jeff smiled and said, "Yes, freshly picked from the field this morning." The chef said, "We're really lucky to have your fresh vegetables. You're a true gentleman. Thank you so much. We are eternally grateful." "Please, don't mention it. It's nothing. Besides, I'm happy to practice generosity, just as taught by the Buddha," Jeff replied. He was so pleased to have been praised by the chef that he stayed around to help. While preparing lunch, Jeff overheard a conversation about the ongoing renovation of the monastery. He thought to himself, "This renovation means the monastery will need a lot of money. Maybe I should contribute." Jeff continued to help in the kitchen, but the thought of contributing to the renovation continued to linger in his mind all day. The next morning, Jeff came to the monastery and asked to see the Chan master. When he saw the Chan master, he said, "Master, I heard you wish to repair the monastery, and I'd like to offer my support. Please kindly accept my donation." He then gave an envelope to the Chan master. The Chan master took the envelope and said, "Thank you." After a moment of awkward silence, Jeff continued, "Master, the Buddha taught that we should practice generosity. Since the monastery will need funds to be restored, I feel like I should do my part." The Chan master said, "I understand." Then he raised his cup of tea and said to Jeff, "Please have some tea." "Thank you," Jeff said. The Chan master and Jeff then sat in silence for some time. As the uncomfortable silence grew longer, Jeff thought, "Why did the master simply say thank you? Maybe he didn't understand me. Or maybe he doesn't know how much money I'm giving." So he spoke up, "Master, inside the envelope is $5,000. I've worked hard to earn it, but I give it to you." The Chan master nodded and replied, "I am sure you worked hard for that money." Suddenly, their conversation was interrupted by the phone ringing. While the Chan master answered the phone, Jeff thought, "Is $5,000 too little? Why doesn't the Chan master show his appreciation instead of simply saying thank you? Even the chef praised me more for bringing vegetables." When the master finished with his phone call, Jeff spoke up, "Master, does my donation mean nothing to you?" "Why would you think that?" the Chan master asked. "Because you simply said thank you," Jeff replied unhappily. The Chan master nodded and said, "I see. Please come with me." Jeff reluctantly got up and followed the Chan master. Arriving at the main shrine, the Chan master prostrated to the Buddha statue. With joined palms, he said, "O great compassionate Buddha, This devotee just donated $5,000 to the monastery. Before you, I would like to acknowledge him and offer him our sincere gratitude. The Chan Master turned to Jeff and said, "Thank you very much. We are ever grateful for your generous donation, not only of money, but also of food and, more importantly, your time and efforts. May the Buddha bless you for all that you do for the monastery, whether it be gifting us vegetables, money, or helping in any way that you can." Now embarrassed, Jeff joined his palms and bowed. He thought, "Why was I so greedy in expecting more than a sincere thank you? Why did I think that simply because I donated money, I deserve to be unduly praised? I must realize that I must also be grateful for the causes and conditions that enable me to give. From now on, I shall learn to give without expecting anything in return." This story teaches us the true meaning of generosity. Jeff's generosity was without a doubt valuable. However, his intentions when making that donation were partly driven by his wish for the Chan Master to acknowledge him and publicly show his appreciation. Many people, in return for their generosity, wish for their names to be carved on a wall or recorded in books. If the act of giving is not publicly acknowledged or appreciated, is it of any lesser value? The reality is, if we do good deeds in search of recognition, then the worth of our generosity is already devalued. If we selfishly seek only acknowledgement and praise, our merits are lessened. On the other hand, if we give with a mindset of sincerity and pure intention, devoid of greed, then our merits and virtues are unlimited. Jeff was upset that he had received no public acknowledgement in return for his donation. When we can recognize that true giving is selfless, our generosity becomes immeasurable. As a devotee, we have the responsibility to protect, support, and contribute to our faith. However, it is as important to have a mindset of expecting nothing in return. There is a saying, "The meaning of life is to find your gift, while the purpose of life is to give it away." Through giving without greed or attachment, our merits and virtues are elevated. The Buddha reminds us that when we give, our state of mind must be one of joy before, during, and after the act. This means that when we give, we do so with happiness. And after we have given, we let go of our selfish desires. Just as Venerable Master Xing Yun says, "Only the poor want more. Only the wealthy give joyously."
This is Miao Guang. Thank you for listening to Bodhi Light Tales. Subscribe to Bodhi Light Tales and have stories delivered to you every week. May your day be filled with happiness and wisdom.